And with your eyes closed, bring all your attention on your body first of all. Because you're going to be sitting for about half an hour, 25 minutes, so make sure your body is comfortable. And to do that, we start by focusing on our legs. You may have your legs folded if you're sitting on the floor, or hanging over the end of a chair if you're sitting on a chair, or maybe pushed out in front of you if you're leaning against the wall. How are your legs now? So it's not just assuming they're comfortable, it's being mindful. All your awareness just on your legs and asking the question, do you need to be moved, legs? And if the answer is yes, then move them, adjust them. The mindfulness, the awareness will teach you how to get in this beautiful posture. And it's not always the same every time. And then you look at your butt, your bottom. And again, that can be very sore. That is one of the main reasons why people fidget. It's also why sometimes your legs go to sleep, because you know you don't sit in a good posture. You don't put any attention in something like your bottom. It's a huge amount of muscles down there. And a lot of weight is supported on your bottom, especially if you're someone like me. My bottom really gets a hammering. So you make it nice and comfortable. You're on a cushion, just not too far forward, not too far back. Then check out your back. Again, many people have back pains because they don't have much awareness of how they hold their back. Does it need to be stretched and straightened or leaning back? How is the best position for your back? Not like anybody else's, just your one. And you do that by feeling it. Getting to know your body and the sensations in it. And it's amazing just how little people are aware of their own body, which is one of the reasons why they get sick. And you can move your back, stretch it, move it to the left, the right, forward and back. Sometimes that's the only way you can find what is the most comfortable for you. Mindfulness gives you feedback. And from feedback we learn. Then check your shoulders, make sure that they're nice and loose. When I was in Thailand and Singapore last night, just telling people that imagine that all those muscles and tendons in your shoulders, sometimes they're like strings being pulled on each end. Stretched, stressed. If I imagine my shoulder muscles like strings being pulled, and I imagine letting go of both ends of the string, this magic meditation word, let go. Which means the muscles and the tendons relax. It gets loose. And when your shoulders loosen up, then they don't get pain. You can learn without having to pay to go to a masseur. It's how to just relax your own body. Then you go up to your head. Feel the muscles, especially around the mouth and the eyes. They're a good indicator, especially around the mouth, of your emotional state. If you're angry, your mouth goes into a certain state, and your eyes as well, the muscles. The face, its way it's contorted or relaxed, will tell you how to de-stress. So just relax the muscles around the eyes. Aware of them, and soon you learn, trial and error, how to relax those muscles. The mouth too. So your whole face is loose, free, and that works back to your emotions to make them peaceful and free. So you're not being pulled and pushed by anything, which is one way of looking at the cause of stress. Being pushed, being pulled. And then you look at your whole posture, just one body, and you feel the posture is pretty good. You spend a few minutes just focusing on it, at the same time developing mindfulness and some letting be, or letting go. And then a little extra, which I encourage people to do because it has huge health benefits, focusing on one part of the body which is irritating. Irritating can mean really painful, itchy, tight, all sorts of feelings which you realize, you know, it's not relaxed, it's not free, it's not healthy, it's some form of stress, tightness, which is the cause of the irritation or pain, or itch. And I just zoom in on that area of the body, just focus in so I'm not that aware of anything else. And as I focus in, feeling that irritation, that tightness, even pain, and I use my mind to interfere with that pain, to let it be. And I know what letting be means, because it's what relaxes, eases, comforts that tightness and tension somewhere in my body. Mindfulness gives you feedback, and the feedback is where I learn to control my body, by which I mean to let go, relax. So it's like having a massage on the inside, where hands cannot reach, your mind can reach. And everything gets loose and free, and the tightness which caused the ache, the pain, the irritation lessens and lessens and lessens. And with a little bit of practice, you can actually deal with some aches and pains in the body which other people can't. By relaxing, they vanish. So stay with the inner part of your body, so the awareness is on you, your body, present moment, reality, not plans and thoughts, but feelings, real life, not fantasy. And this is important. It's your health, your well-being, your freedom from pain, which is at stake. And when my body is really relaxed, I usually don't stop until it feels delightful. The delight of a relaxed body, free of tightness or tension, no aches or pains. And I've been very busy today, flying in from Bangkok. Oh, from Singapore, sorry. Early in the morning, working in the afternoon. And now my body is really relaxed. Once it is relaxed, then we let it go. And instead we focus on our emotional world, our mind, the place where we are irritated, angry, where peace, kindness live. And straight away, I make sure to let go of all the past and all the future. Because if I'm obsessed with the past and anxious about the future, I will never find any peace. So I look at the past and I'm kind to the past, compassionate towards it, which means I forgive people who've hurt me. I'm kind to them. And my own faults and mistakes, I'm kind to them to forgive them. Or any just experiences of life, I forgive life for what happened. I call that being kind, softening the past. And when it's not so hard and sharp, it's so easy to let it go. I soften it with kindness, with letting be, forgiveness first. Until it's so easy just to not focus on it anymore for the period of the meditation. And then I look for my future, all the stuff I've got to do later on this evening or tomorrow. And I'm kind to that too. Maybe it's not as bad as I think it might be. When I'm kind and compassionate to the future, it's not a problem anymore. I can let it go. And when I let go of the past and the future, my mind is not being stretched, not being pulled back into the past, not being dragged forward into the future. It could be loose and free in the present moment, the beautiful now. And in this present moment, there I can look at what I've been calling the peace-o-meter. Whether I'm agitated or whether I'm really at peace now. How peaceful are you? This is one of the most important things in meditation, peace of mind. Many people don't know what it is, so they don't know where they're going. See if you can understand by knowing how much peace of mind you have now. How peaceful are you inside? Or how worried are you? Irritated? And you find when you just let this moment be, when you give kindness to the now, this moment will never come back again. Respect it. Be kind to it. And then the present moment will be your best friend. Once your mind is peaceful enough, then you can invite your breathing in. Don't focus on the breath. Be more gentle. Invite the experience of the breath. So you just know whether the breath is coming in or going out. Keeping it very simple. With your mindfulness of the breath, surrounded with peace, relaxation, freedom. Not trying to attain anything that just stresses your mind again. Nor trying to get rid of things, that's more tension. Keep it still, keep it peaceful, keep it simple. Just watching breath come in, breath go out. If you like, when the breath is coming in, you can say, breathing in peace. You just don't say it out loud, but you verbalize that thought inside. Peace. As you breathe in, let go. As you breathe out, breathing in peace, breathe out, let go. breathing in peace, breathe out, let go. And imagine the peace come in and stay with you. Whatever pain, difficulty, negative thought, put that out with every out-breath. Breathing in peace, breathe out, let go. Now getting very close to the end of this meditation session. Please just be aware of what's happened to you. How much more relaxed and peaceful you are. And how delightful it feels the more peaceful you are inside. When the mind is still relaxed, the body also gets relaxed. You feel so good. For free. Don't need to get any drugs or medication. The natural peace and stillness of the mind. It's joy. When you learn how to meditate. I'm now going to ring the gong a few times. Please listen to every sound of the gong. And at the end of the third ringing, open your eyes.